The following information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Always seek the advice of your qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Welcome to Merryman Herbs, It's a Better Life show. Listen every first and third Sunday at 2 p.m. on this station for the latest in holistic, natural, and alternative health information. Mike King will bring you up-to-date, scientifically-based health news and fun and interesting health tips, plus interviews with some of the leading doctors, scientists, and nutritional representatives in the country. Stay on top of your health and start getting a better life. And now here's Mike King. Good afternoon. This is Mike King with the Better Life show from Merryman Herbs. Before we get started with our interview today, I'm going to tell you about some real interesting tips and just quick information like we always do. One of the things that I think is really important, and a lot of people don't realize this, I've had a lot of customers ask me this in the store, and I think this is something everybody needs to know. And I don't think people realize that everything that's sold over the counter is for a person that weighs about 150 pounds. So if you're a very heavy person, you may want to increase the dosage, or if you're a very lightweight person, you may want to reduce the dosage. Of course, when you go to your doctor, they will always, cater your prescription according to your weight and your age and all of that. So it's a really good idea to kind of remember that anything, including, say, like an aspirin or a vitamin or anything over the counter, is for a person that weighs 150 pounds. And again, you can talk to your pharmacist or to the individuals in the health food store, nutritionist, doctor, whatever, and they will give you further information as far as dosage. Now, it's always very, very important never to exceed the dosage, because that could create a lot of problems too. Again, you might want to talk to a professional about that if you're going to exceed it. Always you can reduce it, but you may not get the results that you're really looking for. The other thing I wanted to educate you on today, which I think is really important, is there's basically four pillars of health that I really like to educate people on. And the first thing is you really need to nutritionally support your body. If you have any kind of disease or illness or anything like that, you really want to make sure that you've got proper nutrition. You really want to make sure that you're nutritionally supporting your body. And you can do that through a good diet also. But again, our food supply is kind of depleted in the minerals and so forth. The next thing is, and it's very, very important, is that's to detoxify your body. We're inundated with all kinds of different pathogens and so forth and chemicals. And again, we'll talk about this more in the future, but I'm trying to give you some real good basics today, the four pillars of health. The third one is to balance your body. And that can include all kinds of different things, from homeopathy to acupuncture, adaptogenic tonic herbs. There's a lot of different things you can do that. And the fourth most important final thing, and I usually call it your foundation, is a good, strong mental, emotional, and spiritual foundation. Again, you want to have a good, positive attitude. A religion is phenomenal because, it's mind over matter. If you have a very strong mind, then that's going to really help you. So again, the four pillars are health, or nutrition, detoxification, balancing, and the mental aspect, the mental, emotional, and spiritual. And that kind of, the spiritual holds everything up. Those are some little quick tips. And I've got my guest here with us today in studio. And Chris, how are you doing today, buddy?
Very well, Mike. Very well. How are you?
I'm just doing great. This is Chris Pajak. He's with the Genicol Corporation. And you're a regional sales manager, and you also have some other titles. I know you've had a lot of education, nutrition. Why don't you just give us your titles here?
Well, I'm a certified natural health professional, and that entails being knowledgeable about nutrition and also about the food industry, about what's actually going on.
Right. I know you work with a lot of different individuals, and I always enjoy talking to you. You've actually come out to Merryman Herbs and give them some lectures out there. So
yes,
you've also talked to our customers, and we've done demos and so forth with the different products that your company sells. But today, we're going to be talking mainly about a really awesome product, and that is concentrated sequenced amino acids. And I know your company makes, is one of the leaders in this particular ingredient, product or whatever. Tell us a little bit about the sequenced amino acids, the concentrated form.
Well, Mike, as you know, as well as I, it's all about the source, in this particular case, collagen,
mm-hmm.
about the source, the quality of that source, but just as important, if not the most important aspect, the absorption. How much is the human body using?
Right.
So what we've done is, first and foremost, we use super clean bovine, mm-hmm. and bovine is the best source of collagen.
And a lot of people are concerned when you start talking bovine. I know, they're always concerned about mad cow disease and hormones and all of that. So with your source, where does it come from, and what have you done to assure us that we don't have to worry about those kind of things?
Well, it comes from, the bovine comes from Brazil.
Oh, okay. All right.
And Brazil, just like Argentina, there's super clean beef.
Right.
In my opinion, the cleanest there is in any country.
Yeah, you know, and I know in New Zealand, the colostrum is supposed to be really good from that country.
Correct.
So I think each country kind of has their own specialty.
Correct. And the bovine is pasture-fed, or the cows, in this case, they're pasture-fed, pasture-raised.
Wow. Okay, so they're kind of what we call free-range then.
Correct.
Oh,
correct.
Awesome. So they're happy cows.
Oh, yeah, very happy. It's all about cellular health. You know
right.
as well as I, Mike.
Right.
That's what it's about.
Right.
If you have a healthy cow, in turn, you take it in, you'll have healthy cells.
Right, right.
Or we should have healthy cells. So.
Sure.
But regarding your question about the concentrated sequenced amino acids,
right.
the term we've used is amino lock sequence technology.
Wow.
And what that means, in a nutshell, is taking the collagen, taking the amino acids specifically from the collagen.
Okay.
And by the way, collagen is made up of predominantly amino acids.
Right, right.
And mainly proline and lysine, those two. So
okay,
keep those in mind.
Before we go let's tell our audience, you know, what is collagen? What does it do? Before we get into the
question, very
okay,
good question.
Yeah.
Collagen is structural protein. So it's
okay.
all about protein.
Okay.
Made up, as I stated earlier, mainly of amino acids. You have a little silica, but it's mainly made, which is a mineral, as
okay.
we know, but it's mainly made up of amino acids. And what it does is it gives strength, resistance, elasticity, flexibility, and hydration.
I'm already thinking, you know, for my joints and so forth. I'm already
correct.
Thinking about that. But collagen, doesn't that make up like your tissues? Isn't it in your
yes.
tissues, in your
correct.
Bone, in your organs, even your skin is
yes.
major. What is
yes.
it, 27% is
well,
collagen?
The skin has three layers.
Okay.
The second layer, the dermis,
right.
is 90% collagen.
Wow. Wow.
The three layers total, we're talking around 75% collagen.
Okay.
So as you stated, Mike, it's the skin. Our hair is
right.
collagen and moisture, collagen and water.
Right.
Our nails, the back of our eyes, our teeth, our gums, our heart, our liver, our kidneys, other internal organs, our ligaments,
right.
Mike, are 80% collagen.
Okay.
The tendons, 95% collagen, and the very end of the tendons, the dry weight,
right.
99% collagen. Cartilage,
wow.
67% collagen. So you can see it's all about collagen. What collagen is known as the glue of life.
Right. Isn't it basically also what, if we didn't have collagen, we would just be a puddle of water, wouldn't
exactly
we?
Right. You are correct.
So it's
a
structural... I always hear about, you know, when we talk about different things like with systemic enzymes and so forth going in and cleaning out, the bad proteins and so forth. So basically the proteins are like the steel girders in a building. They're the structural,
correct.
What holds everything up.
It's funny you're saying that because I live in Chicago.
Yeah.
And everyone's heard of the Sears Tower. Now it's called the Willis Tower.
Right.
I don't believe the derivatives of the building knew that they were actually making man-made collagen. You have the strength
right.
of the building
uh-huh.
built very strongly. And then when the wind blows, as we know, Chicago can be windy, it sways slightly back and forth. And if it did not, what would it do?
Oh, it
would
break.
Snap in half.
Right, right.
So you have that strength,
flexibility.
But you have that little give. That's what collagen is.
Ah, awesome. That's a great analogy. Now, you make, okay, so collagen is something we need, and we're going to get into that here a little bit later in the show, but you make like the best collagen in the world, this sequenced amino acid. Explain a little bit about, we know it's coming from a really good, pure, clean source. Explain a little bit about the bioavailability, because, I mean, you know, we can take a supplement, and I know in the past there's been a lot of different other types of collagen, the chicken collagen and all that kind of collagen, but your product, which I really think is great, and of course it's exclusive here in Decatur to with Merry Man, we always try to bring in the best products, but and
right.
I'm real excited about this product, but what, you know, why is it so bioavailable? What is going on and how bioavailable is it?
Well, what we've done, as we're talking about this, it's a proprietary process
okay.
called amino lock sequence technology, and you hit it right on the head, Mike. It's concentrated sequenced amino acids. So what does that mean? What did we do? We used an enzymatic process, first and foremost, so enzymes, with the amino acids.
So you kind of digest it first. You
correct.
Get it. Okay.
Well, with this process, it actually, it's this proprietary process,
okay.
the enzymatic process of it, has made the amino acids smaller. And it's all about absorption.
Mm-hmm.
So you have tiny, tiny molecules now, tiny amino acids, and those concentrated amino acids have been put in a sequence.
Okay.
And what does sequence mean? Sequence means lineup. So what's going on is this product is acting as a catalyst for the human body to produce all the collagen it needs.
Okay.
So that's what's going on. So the body knows what to do. It recognizes it, and it knows what to do, and it's producing all the collagen it needs. Where it doesn't need it, it won't put it, and any excess it will eliminate via the urine.
Awesome. So, you know, again, it's all a matter of about absorption. So it's very easy
right.
for your digestive system to absorb this
yes.
amino acid sequence.
And the okay. percentage, to be exact, from the studies we have done, 98.7% absorbable. Unheard of.
That's almost 100% absorption.
That's
wow.
pretty good.
That's awesome. And I know with the chicken collagen and so forth, it's not nearly that high. I don't know what it is, but I know it's not almost 100%.
Well,
so.
Correct. Not only that, but even if we didn't do this proprietary process, bovine collagen is the way to go. This is not according to Genicol. It's not according to me.
Mm-hmm.
This is just how nature made, however we believe nature made these animals. Cows are the number one source of proline and lysine. As I mentioned earlier,
right.
that's the main construction of collagen, and even surpasses fish.
Wow.
So bovine has the best amino acid profile.
The profiles
again,
just correct. Matches kind of the human profile then.
Right. Well, and okay. correct, highest in proline and lysine.
And proline and lysine, yeah. by the way, just to interject here, a lot of that's also very good. You'll see that in heart formulations. I know Matthias
correct.
Rath, the Dr. Rath Foundation and so forth, they use a lot of proline and lysine. It's very, very good for your arterial wall, your heart, and your cardiovascular system. So there's another probably... another benefit or bonus
correct.
from this product too, because it's going to be very good for your circulatory system.
Well, and also lysine we know is for the immune system.
Oh, exactly.
And
right.
Yeah.
If you have like a cold sore or something like that, a lot
correct.
Of people
correct.
Will take additional lysine. So yeah, that's
yes.
another awesome thing. Great. So the product is just really phenomenal. We've got a lot of different things going on here, but what, you know, it's pure, it's easy to digest. So what is it going to do for me? And I want to give a little anecdotal report here. Again, Chris, you introduced this to me, and I was like, you know, you've brought some really phenomenal things to me in the past. I'm like, you know, and I'm kind of a skeptic. You know,
I
get pounded on by, you know, sales representatives
sure.
and companies and so forth. And I, you know, the proof's in the pudding. So what I did is I said, okay, Chris, you know, give me a free sample, which you were very nice in doing. So I went home and I have a bad knee, or I used to have a bad knee. You know, maybe it's because when I was playing ice hockey or whatever, and I know I damaged it a little bit, but I'd been to the doctor and I was told, well, eventually you're going to have to get a knee replaced. And, you know, I really didn't want to go down that road. That's kind of a one-way road, and you've got to go through the surgery and all of that. So anyway, I thought, well, you know, I'll try this stuff from my friend Chris. So I took it home, said three with a glass of water, and I'm going to want you to explain about that here in a minute. But I took two. You know, I thought, well, I'll take two and see if it does anything. Two right before I went to bed, because according to your instructions, the first hour of the alpha sleep or whatever is when
hour and a half, hour and a half,
hour and a half. Okay, is when it's most
the
readily.
Body does the repairing. Correct.
So we say I usually tell my customers, you know, within the first 2 hours. So, but
correct.
An hour and a half. Anyway, so I took it. Woke up the next morning and I thought, okay, you know, I've taken this new supplement and I thought, you know, something's different. And my knee wasn't hurting. Because it had been a little sore, I'd overdone the day before. I thought this can't be true, you know. one time and I'm well. Well, later in the day, my knee started hurting again. But after taking your product for a month or two, you know, it was like my knee didn't hurt anymore at all. In fact, I now just kind of do a maintenance dose, maybe once a week. I'll take some, but I have more flexibility, no pain. It's just really interesting how this product has really worked. Obviously, it was something my body absorbed, laid down where it needed. So let's explain a little bit about, before we get into all the benefits, the product really works well, but we're supposed to drink it with some water. Why
yes.
do we drink it with water? And we're supposed to do it right before we go to bed at night on an empty stomach. I know when you're dealing with amino acids, there's other things that can interfere with that. I know with arginine citrulline based cardiovascular supplements, you know, they say make sure you don't have anything any protein in your body in your digestive system, because your body's going to want to absorb that egg or steak or something maybe before it absorbs the supplement. So explain a little
correct.
Bit about how all of this works. Why do we have to do this particular regimen before we go to bed at night?
Well, the reason we take it with water, you know, we take all supplements with water, but the reason we specify when you take or if you were to take three of this product, mm-hmm. you drink it with 8 ounces of water. And the human body is two components. We are two components. One, we talked about it, we are collagen.
Right.
Around 30% of our body is collagen.
Okay.
The other around 70% is water.
Okay.
And most of us have heard that. Now, water,
and then with a little bit of minerals in there, too, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. But that's just
trace,
the bulk of
right.
mainly what we are. 70%
okay.
water, 30% this glue of life.
Right.
And water molecules are attracted to collagen.
Okay.
It only makes sense because that's what we're made up of mainly. So that's what how we need to take it. So the reason we, or I strongly suggest that we take it at bedtime is, as you talked about, Mike, the first hour and a half of sleep mm-hmm. is called the alpha stage.
Right,
that's
right.
when the body does all the rejuvenation process, the repairing. So you can take it any time, but it's most effective on an empty stomach, and the most effective time is at bedtime. And you take the capsules. I always suggest this to customers. You drink the water normally. Don't gulp it. Just drink it normally. Then you lie your head down and try to go to sleep for the night.
Okay.
And once you fall asleep, that first hour and a half, your body's going to be taking the genicol, specifically the amino acids from it,
right.
and start repairing and rejuvenation. Now, what you experienced was phenomenal.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, my body needed that and laid it down. I think the construction workers went right to work. They're like, oh, finally the steel shipments come in. We're going to repair this knee, you know.
The reason I believe it worked so quickly for you is that was the major missing link
yeah,
in your body.
Right, right.
So most people, we say everyone's different. You know that.
Oh, I
and
know.
And I know, Mike, you preach that.
Oh, yes.
But most people experience a difference from this product, their body, mm-hmm. in 2 to 3 weeks.
Okay.
Everyone's different. Some longer, some less, but that's around the average amount of time. You were having an extreme experience.
Oh, I did.
Which was phenomenal. I was
right.
very glad about
it. But I still kept taking it because, you know, later
correct.
In the day, I could feel that, yeah, my knee isn't quite right. So it did. It took a while. But you're saying about 2 to 3 weeks, they should expect
that's
some
the
results?
Average person.
Wow.
Not that it's going to be night and day,
yeah.
the difference, but at least starting to feel a little better. Now, it's taken a long time for the body to break down. As powerful as this product is, and as there's no match for it,
yeah.
you're not going to rebuild overnight. We know
no,
that.
No, no. Well, so yeah, you see that when you get like a cut or a scratch, it doesn't heal in an hour.
Correct.
It takes a few days.
Good.
Right.
Comparison. Yes. Yes.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, because that's a collagen getting laid down in your skin and your tissues repairing. So, correct. You know, and you look at bone, it's going to take even longer because it's more dense and requires a lot more ingredients
correct.
Or nutrients there. So,
well, I'm glad you mentioned bone because
mm-hmm.
we know. Shall I say we have an osteoporosis epidemic in this country?
Yes, I know.
And
I think it's from drinking too much soda and the junk and the sugar.
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
But the bones have three layers. The very third layer is supposed to be collagen.
Right.
And
right.
we can say we can have this best mineral-laced diet with the magnesium, the blastic calcium into the bones, the vitamin D, et cetera.
Vitamin D, right.
And all the cofactors. But
yeah, strontium, vanadium. Right.
Correct. But if we don't have that third layer, that cement barrier, that fence that's
mm-hmm.
going to keep the minerals in, which is supposed to be collagen,
right.
then the bones are porous. It's a gerbil on a wheel. So that's why we say one of the most important things for bone health and osteoporosis health is collagen, to
wow.
keep those minerals, those essential minerals in the bones.
So it's going to help with somebody that maybe has osteoporosis, so help with
correct.
The bone density too.
Well, how I always
yeah.
correct, how I always stated is the body is going to help itself from this product because of this product.
Right.
Because, again,
right.
it's acting as a catalyst for the machine, the wondrous machine it is,
mm-hmm.
to produce all the collagen it needs.
Well, you know, you mentioned earlier, there is some silica in this product? There is a little bit of silica in it?
Yes, there's
okay.
trace amounts.
The
percentage, I don't know. But
I'm seeing supplement companies, you know, adding silica to their, you know, their calcium, magnesium, you know, from the sea algae and so forth. Sometimes that's naturally. It's interesting that you know, naturally occurring silica is in the algae for the calcium, and the naturally occurring silica is in, you know, the sequenced protein for the bone. So it's there. But silica is another synergist that's really, really good. And so it's kind of naturally there. It's naturally doing what it needs to do.
Correct. From the cow's diet.
Yeah.
That's where they're getting it. But I still want to emphasize it's still all about amino acids.
Oh, sure.
And in fact,
I've mentioned to
some people in conversations that bodybuilders kind of know what they're doing because they take amino acids.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah,
they
do.
They work out like crazy. Obviously,
yeah.
their muscles break down, so they want to replenish and repair
mm-hmm.
and bring it back or bring the muscles back with amino acids.
So this would also be good for, say, a bodybuilder because it's going to help rebuild
correct.
The muscles, too.
The more we work out, the more we break down.
So this could be like a key to, like, if you hit that brick wall, you know, and you're doing all the protein supplements and you want to get that icing on the cake or get a little advantage, then this would be something a bodybuilder could do too.
Not just for bones.
Your structure
is, we know, is collagen. That's what keeps us together, we've talked about. And we have to bring it back. And I'm from the school of, Mike, I know you are too, that you got, it's like putting the wrong gas in your car or not enough of the right gas. Don't put sugar in your gas tank.
My mom always used to say that. Don't put sugar in your gas tank.
Correct. The body's not going to act the way it was meant to act or heal the way it was meant to heal unless it has the right tools. And there's no better right tool right now than Genicol.
Well, you know, and I was thinking, too. I was thinking, too, is the, you know, for your skin. Again, collagen makes up your skin. It would help with wrinkles and so forth.
Correct.
And I was just kind of wondering about that particular thing too. I've noticed some of my customers that are taking this are getting benefits, you know, with wrinkles and things like that, because that was maybe something that was missing also. So this would help not only with bodybuilding, the muscle strength, and of course, definitely for your tendons and your bones and helping with maybe
joint pain, cartilage,
but it's also going to be good for your skin too.
Definitely.
Wow.
Yes. People I have heard, and this should occur, especially from this product, better, tighter, toner skin, a little more shiny, and less wrinkles, less fine lines, etc. And it would only make sense because, like we talked about earlier, the skin is three layers. The second layer, the dermis, is 90%, and the total of the three is around 75%. So it should. And we even have a little what we call Genicol face mask. It's actually the company Genicol. We say take the two capsules, open them up, put them in a plate or on a plate, for example, with a third to a half a teaspoon of an organic moisturizer, non-acidic, mix them together, put it on your face, you have a face mask.
Right. We have the little ingredient instruction for that. Now, you also your company makes another product that has the sequenced amino acids in it. It's a cream. And because my knee would be kind of sore in the evening and so forth, and I would rub that on. It would take away all that pain. And then, of course, it would enable me to go to sleep a lot better because I didn't have my knee hurting. And then the next day, then internally, that would, you know, get everything going, all the nutrients that I needed and do the really deep healing. And the next morning, I would wake up and feel really, really good. So there's also a cream. Now, what all does that do? Would that also help maybe with your skin, too?
Yes, it would, but it's like a quick fix. For example, if I've had a late night, the next morning, I put this, it's a gel, it's mainly for pain, but it's a gel you can put underneath your eyes.
And it has little beads in it too.
Correct. Yes. In the little beads, well actually to backtrack a little, it's in a base of water, aloe vera, green tea, and in these little beads is our specialized collagen, the concentrated sequence, the amino acids.
Okay.
And then the cheating component, that's how I like to put it, the cheating component is arnica.
And
arnica. Heard of arnica. Arnica is a very watery plant.
Yeah.
It's anti-inflammatory.
Well, that's what the mountain goats eat when they get hurt. They naturally eat that. And there's a homeopathic, homeopathic remedies and all kinds of things. Arnica Montana. Oh, yeah, there we go.
Yes.
What
occurs is I suggest to people take about a dime to a quarter size amount and you put that on your pain area. You rub it in for about 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And what occurs is in these little beads where our specialized collagen is, the beads open up, the collagen is released, and the collagen is making the arnica work instantly.
Wow.
Because, as I mentioned earlier, water molecules are attracted to collagen, and arnica is a very watery plant.
Awesome.
So not everyone, but most people that use it say, I hear either, oh man, where did my pain go? It's gone. Or I still have a little bit, but it feels so much more tolerable, so much better. But that, as good as this product is, Mike, is putting out the fire.
We
want to deflame right away. But what's going to rebuild the house?
Yeah.
Your body will from the capsules.
Well, I always tell everybody, you know, who do you call in first after your house? You know, who do you call first when your house is on fire? The fire department or the contractor? So you got to get that fire out first.
And then
you can start rebuilding. But there's another thing with this product that I was really, really amazed with. And I've been selling it for a few years here now. One of our customers lost 80 pounds by taking this product. Now, I know collagen builds lean muscle mass. Your company, and you're very good about, you know, your claims and making scientifically based claims. I've got two clinical studies right here for the arthritis pain relief and so forth from your company, and I researched that. Really good science there. But, you know, this is another benefit. So if you're going to take this, of course, we know collagen helps to build lean muscle mass. The bodybuilders can use that. But, I mean, I was just totally amazed. We've had people lose weight, but this one individual lost like 80 pounds. And
oh, phenomenal.
She says it is from this product, and she continues to take it, you know, every day. And of course, it gives her a lot of benefits. But, you know, who would think that something that would help to nutritionally support and rebuild your joints and so forth would also help you to lose weight? I mean, I was just totally amazed. Now, you've come out with another product, and I won't say that you've cheated on this one, but you've added another ingredient that we're very, very familiar with. And I think that was, what, glucosamine?
Correct, glucosamine hydrochloride.
Tell us a little bit about this new synergistic product, because I'm selling quite a bit of it. People are excited about it. We seem to be getting more results. Again, you still take, what, 3 before you go to bed at night with the water? Okay.
Yes, same with 8 ounces
okay,
of water.
Well, what
and again, the reason...
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, to be honest, Mike, I'm not a total fan of glucosamine.
Right, right.
But I am a fan of this product.
Okay.
And when you look at cartilage, cartilage is 1%. 1% glucosamine.
Right.
Compared to 67% collagen. So it's still all about the glue of life collagen.
Yeah, and I always tell everybody glucosamine is just one of those ingredients, you know, and it usually needs something else, you know, that you do get some results. Now, I will tell you that animals, particularly I know, like my dogs and so forth, animals, they used to do a lot of research with the horses and the horse racing. That's where it all kind of came out of, and the vets and so forth. But glucosamine, animals really respond well to that and seem to absorb
it
well.
They do better than.
Right.
A lot of humans.
So anyway, so you've added this glucosamine, and kind of what's going on? You getting really good results and response from your customers?
Yes, we are. And the reason is because it's been put in the same capsule, this glucosamine hydrochloride, with the concentrated sequenced amino acids. Again, that's what it's all about.
Right.
Those concentrated sequenced amino acids are making the glucosamine instead of, okay, glucosamine, now we're talking glucosamine. They're having a very synergistic effect, as you stated earlier, together. And what we're focusing on now with this product is not only whole body, like from the original, but also we're focusing more so on the synovial fluid.
Okay.
And the synovial fluid is in the knees, the shoulders, et cetera.
Right.
And the job of the synovial fluid is nutrient and waste transportation, and also less friction and better cleaner movement, lubrication.
Right, right.
That's the job of it. So what's going on is this product is improving the cells and the cells of the membrane and synovial fluid.
Okay, great, Chris.
And thus, people, as I mentioned, should have better movement, less
friction, I think,
et cetera.
That is wonderful. I think we're going to run out of time here. This has been a wonderful interview. Thank you so much for everything.
Thank you, Mike, and thanks to your listeners.
Oh, yes, always. All right, well, that is, again, the Merriman Herbs Better Life Show. The preceding information was not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Always seek the advice of your qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.